You are listening to the Marketing Counts Podcast, where we help you leverage the internet for more traffic, leads, and sales. We bring you the cutting edge insights on digital marketing, social media marketing, e-commerce, email marketing, and more. Just remember that marketing counts.
Marketing counts.
Now, here's Paul Counts and Shreya Banerjee.
Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of the Marketing Counts Podcast. I'm here with Shreya Banerjee. Shreya, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Hello, hello.
Awesome, awesome. Look at us. This is now episode number 2. We had an amazing episode number 1, our inaugural Marketing Counts episode. Shreya, what did we talk about in the first episode of the podcast?
We talked about our 3 pillars. Very important. If you missed it, I would say please go back and listen to it again.
Yes, it's very important in case you missed it, because these are the 3 pillars that every successful company is utilizing online. So if you are, you know, no matter what your niche is, right, these work for any market.
Mm-hmm. It's business principles in general, really.
Yeah, it really is. And just to recap though, Shreya, do you want to quickly just go over the 3 and then we're going to dive into pillar number 2 today in a little more detail?
Yeah. So the 3 pillars that we talked about, first pillar being your foundation. So just like any house or business or whatever you're building, you need to have a strong foundation. Without it, your house will crumble. If any of you have ever owned a house and had foundation problems, you know what I'm talking about. It's very expensive to fix it. That's why it's so important to focus on the right foundation steps. And when we say foundation, we are talking about your content, your lead gen pages. Are you capturing your leads for your business? Doesn't matter what it is, online, offline business. Are you doing your, just your basic initial stuff? Are you setting your accounts up correctly? Are you thinking it through? Are you thinking your customer experience through? Are you thinking about your funnel? All that stuff falls under foundation. Without it, once you start putting traffic into it, and if you don't have any of that set up or set up properly, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to lose out on, you know, your trust. People will stop trusting you. People will be like, oh, well, that site's always broken. So first impression counts, right? That's why it's so important to go ahead and have the foundation piece very, very, very strong to begin with. Then our second pillar is traffic, because without traffic, you will get nowhere pretty much. If you can have the most beautiful page, you can have a page that converts the best, you can have an awesome store online, offline, wherever you are. If you don't have traffic, whether people are walking into your store or people are clicking onto your links and finding you online, you won't sell anything. So traffic is a very, very key important piece. That's our second pillar. And the third pillar is engagement, which is engaging with your audience. So now that you have your foundation set up, now that you have your traffic coming in, are you engaging with your audience? Are you being memorable so they want to come back? Are they remembering you pretty much, right? Yeah. So one way of engagement, people don't look at it this way, but when you walk into Walmart, there's always a person standing in front greeting you saying, hi, have a good day. Or when you're leaving, they're talking about it. It's a form of engagement. You remember that. It's not email. Even the Walmart emails the heck out of you. You know, Walmart's mailing list. But it's those type of things where you're engaging with the audience. People remember you. You're building that like trust factor. And we'll be talking about that in our future segment. But today's topic is traffic.
Right. Today is all about traffic. And that's a really good recap. Thank you for doing that for our listeners there. And what I love about these 3 pillars is if you don't have the foundation right, you guys can always go back and set it up right. So don't think like, oh, great, I've already started my business. What good are you guys? No, you guys can go back and fix those things to make sure that you have the proper stuff in place, the proper content moving forward so that you are capturing those leads. Because you know, we need to get traffic to those pages so you can get those leads. And then the engagement piece that Shreya pointed out is so critical, businesses miss it. So today it's all about traffic. We're going to spend a few minutes talking about some of our favorite methods to get website traffic. There's so many different ways to get traffic. And, again, just picture like your website, your landing page, and all these arrows pointing to that page. That is really the crux of a successful online business, is all these different traffic streams coming in. We believe in picking a traffic stream that works, right? Like how do you say it, Shreya? I mean, you say it well when you talk about you don't want to just put all your eggs in one basket, but you also want to do something you enjoy, right?
Right. If you don't like making videos, please don't pick YouTube or Facebook Live, right? There are lots of different ways of driving traffic. Pick something that you really like doing, because then it's not like you're not going to dread doing it, and then just go master it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a couple of these ways to talk about, you know, traffic related, you've got Facebook traffic. I mean, Facebook is in itself, it's got so much free traffic opportunities and paid traffic. And everything we talk about here, there's either going to be free traffic or paid traffic. And there's benefits to both. Of course, free traffic doesn't cost you anything, but it does cost you time and energy to set up. But it's worth it, right? Because when you're putting in the effort, you're going to get results back. And so, Shreya, some of the ways to get free traffic, right? We've got Facebook pages, you've got Facebook groups. What are some of the other ones that you've seen people use?
There are YouTube. You could do YouTube organically, rank your videos. Everything that we're saying, like YouTube and Facebook, they all have paid model of traffic and free model of traffic.
Yep.
So under the free model, you'll see them being set both sides for paid and free, but they work. So Facebook's one, YouTube is one. You could do SEO on your page, which stands for search engine optimization. You could do Pinterest. You do LinkedIn traffic, you get traffic from Twitter, Instagram, Quora, blogs, Yelp reviews, Google reviews. I know, the list goes on.
The point
is, don't get overwhelmed. Know your audience. So if you're targeting, for example, something professional, right? Maybe you have a professional course on how to interact with executives, for example. You want to target the traffic on LinkedIn because that's your crowd. You're not going to target the traffic on Pinterest. That's more crafty stuff. If you have a scrapbooking course, you're going to target the traffic on Pinterest, because people on LinkedIn, I highly doubt how many scrapbookers you'll find on LinkedIn.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There might be a few. I'm on LinkedIn and I love scrapbooking, so you might get me. I don't know. But your majority of the people are going to be either on Pinterest or YouTube looking for ideas, on Facebook. If you do proper SEO on your website, you can rank for the ideas. And then you could do so much more. You can do Twitter, Instagram, but like figure out where your audience hang out and then master the traffic source that the source provides, whether it's paid or
Yeah, and that's killer. I love how you say that, and it's so true. And so what we're going to do over the next couple of minutes here is I'm going to name one of these methods, and we're going to talk very briefly about a way you can get traffic from each of these methods, just very briefly, surface level, because quite honestly, every single one of these traffic methods that we're going to talk about, like Twitter, could be an entire episode or multiple episodes. Facebook could be a lot of episodes. SEO can be a lot of different, you know, episodes. We're just going to talk like very briefly about how you can leverage a source like Facebook. And we'll just start with that one. And, you know, I'll just kick this off. And you've got Facebook groups and you've got Facebook pages, right? So those are things that you can actually create for your business, for your brand. So when you're starting out, you should have a Facebook page, right, Shreya? And that's a page where customers can interact with you on Facebook.
Yes, and it's free.
It is. And it's a free way to get traffic. Facebook groups, what's great about them is that you can either create a group that then organically sends people to you, because you got to realize all these major traffic sources are search engines in themselves. So Facebook is a built-in search engine. Facebook has a search feature so people can search for things. So you can create a group related to your niche. If you are in the scrapbooking niche, you could create a group around scrapbooking. If you are in the digital marketing space, create a group around that. If you're in the self-defense niche, then create a niche group around that. And so when you create a group, you are the group owner. So that means you can make posts in that group and you can get people to start to follow you that way. So that is something that's really powerful. So Facebook groups, Facebook pages. What was the other one? We talked about Facebook Lives, right, Shreya? Do you want to speak to those a little bit and how they've helped
us? Facebook Live is very easy to do. You pretty much get on your phone, nothing fancy, no special equipment needed. And most of the stuff we talk about, it's no fancy equipment needed, really. But you get on your phone, any spot you're in, just make sure it's a little bit quiet, right? Not too much traffic behind you or noise behind you or screaming children behind you. And then you just get on the phone and you just talk about whatever topic you're ready to talk about. And a lot of people do get camera shy. I agree with that. So if you're not comfortable making a video or doing a live, then stick with the group, stick with the pages. That's your foot into the door. That does not mean if you're not comfortable making a video, does not mean that you are not ready to get your advertising started, your group, right, your following started. And pretty much what you're doing with these groups and pages and Facebook Lives is you're building your tribe. You're building yourself up. You're building your following up so that now you have a traffic source right there. Right, next time your store, or if you're releasing a product or whatever it is, you're going to go into that Facebook group or your page, or you can do a live and say, hey guys, I've been working really hard on making these wonderful scrapbook layouts, and if you would like to get them, you know, here they are, free for, you know, whatever you want to charge for them.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a really good point. Is these are laying the foundation and building your audience and your tribe, and that's what it takes, because they are a built-in traffic source. And another thing Facebook offers beyond the lives and the groups and the pages is your own personal page. If you're a consultant or anything and you're doing your own posts, that works too. You can also go out there and interact with other groups. You don't even have to own your own groups. Find other groups that are related to your market. And you can also do Facebook ads. Facebook ads are great because you can send people to a variety of places. You can even place your same ads on a site like Instagram, you know, and I'll just speak to Instagram since I brought it up. It's one of the hottest platforms out there. That's where you literally are posting pictures. You could do like quote images, but Trey is really good at using, and we can take images of like quotes that are related to your niche. You know, this could be success quotes or niche, you know, quotes related to fitness or health or whatever market you're in. You post those up there. You post pictures of yourself, post pictures of your office, post pictures of where you're located, and then use hashtags. Like if you are in the city of Chicago, Illinois, post pictures of you walking around the Windy City, you know, and post that up there, and then hashtag different phrases related to your city. Because if you're a chiropractor in Chicago and you're posting stuff about hashtag Chicago, hashtag Chicago, Illinois, hashtag Windy City or whatever it is, hashtag Wrigley Field, you know, those kind of things, the hashtags are like, you know, keywords to social media sites. And so when you're utilizing hashtags on an Instagram, you're going to automatically get posts and automatically get likes and eyeballs from people who might become your customers. And Shreya, you put it so well when you said you're building your tribe, because that's exactly what you're doing, you know? And so like, you never know that one post you make, every time I make an Instagram post, every time I do that, I gain several new followers. And I don't know when those followers might become customers, but at some point they will. And so you have to be consistent about it. So traffic is one of those that it's a long-term play, but a short-term play too. But you need to look at the long-term, because as you build that tribe, that's like a built-in traffic source for you. So every time you post something, they're there. You could take a picture. Shreya, what's one of your favorite, and then we'll go into Pinterest because they're big on pictures too. What's one of your favorite sites for like creating pictures, right? Like what's one of those you could mention?
For like creating?
Like marketing graphics, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Use
a lot of those. Use yeah. Mm-hmm.
So simple, so easy. I like Usain, just the options they have. But again, those guys that are starting on a budget or like you don't know, I don't want to learn a new tool. Heck, go use PowerPoint.
Yes.
PowerPoint, Word, Google Doc, whatever you need to go, create it up in there. It's fine. Just make sure that you have royalty-free images.
Yeah, and we've got a recommended graphics tool that will, you guys can go to marketingcounts.com/graphics, marketingcounts.com/graphics, and that'll give you access to or show you one of the tools that we use and recommend. And again, like Shreya pointed out, if you are on a budget, use PowerPoint, use Google, Google Slides, it works fine. You can also do
Docs. Yeah, they all work fine, but a tool like Usain that we use, it just gives you a lot of possibilities. You can do a lot of things with it. And we use it for a lot of different things. We pretty much use it every week. So
It's great. And another one is Canva. Canva.com is another great one for images. And images make a big difference for Instagram posts. They work great on all social media. Like, you want to have a variety. When you're posting on Facebook, when you're posting on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is very similar to Facebook, where you can post, you can create groups. When you're posting on these platforms, you want to have engaging content. Same thing with Twitter. You want to have engaging content. And you want to have this content that people want to look at, and they love images. And then Pinterest is a spot where you can create boards. You can create entire boards around a niche subject matter related to your business. And those boards can also rank for certain keywords. And so you can get all kinds of traffic from there. And Shreya, you referenced this earlier, but let's talk about video. We kind of, you know, we're just kind of going quickly here because there's so many traffic methods to cover, but let's touch on video real quick.
Sure. Yeah. Video. You mean YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. I'm so sorry. Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube is one of the biggest search engines out there that people don't even think about as search engines. And it's highly underused still. Believe it or not, it's very easy to rank for your videos, especially for off type niche topics, you know. In the IM industry, it's a little bit hard because it's very competitive for those, because everybody learns from IM and it just goes applies it to everybody else, everywhere else, which is perfect. That's exactly what you should be doing. So it's very easy to rank for them and get clicks on them, views on the videos, if you know how to create them. Now, videos can be something super easy to do. I know you can be camera shy. You can create them on your phone, so you don't need anything fancy camera. Everybody has a phone. If you don't have a phone, I don't know what to tell you. But everybody has a phone this day and age, right?
A friend has a phone. A friend probably has a phone, so there we go.
Yeah, a friend probably has a phone. So you can get on a camera and then just talk about whatever your topic is. If you're uncomfortable the first time getting on camera, then you can write your script out. Write it out and practice it a couple of times. There are teleprompters that I've used. I've used it both on my iPad. I think it's called Teleprompt. And then I also have one on my Android phone. I'm an Android person. So yeah,
there you go.
It's like you could use a teleprompter, load that speech in there. So now you don't read it, but you have it as a confidence booster. I used to do that a lot when I first started out, where I used to practice the script before a couple of times and then load it in there. So then when I was doing my video, it was just a confidence of, okay, the text is there if I need it, but I don't need to read it because I already know what the content is. So then the videos used to come out like I'm exactly talking right now.
It's perfect. I mean, right now we didn't really rehearse this because we know our material well enough, and you're going to get that way too. Like, you know, my first videos was very similar, and now you can't get me to stop on video, you know? And so it's one of those that it's like anything, you know, you're going to get better at it. It's like riding a bike. It's not going to be easy the first time. Eventually it's going to be second nature, and you guys will find that. And Shreya, what's one of the tips for ranking on YouTube? It's, you know, using the keywords when you upload it, right?
I know. Focus on the right keyword. Optimize, optimize, optimize. People don't do that. They just make a video and they just throw it up on YouTube and hope they rank for it. But if you're trying to rank for dog treats and you don't put the word dog treats in there, you're not going to rank for it. You know, say organic dog treats, if that's what you're trying to rank for.
Right. Put it in there. It seems like common sense, but people don't do that. And, you know, and that's how you can rank in Google, Bing, and Yahoo from a search engine optimization standpoint, which we're really good at. And we're not going to talk about SEO on this episode so much. It's a great way of free traffic, but that is its own entire episode. I mean, there is that episodes, I should say. I mean, we'll probably spend multiple episodes on SEO in the future. So let me just give them one other little tip here, Shreya, if that's all right. And then we'll kind of tie this all together here. But Quora is another good one. Quora, Quora.com. A great source for showing your expertise off. You know, it's a site kind of like what Yahoo Answers used to be for those old school marketers. You know, it's a site where people ask questions and you could give answers, right? And what's better than you being the authority that comes in and gives an answer to a question? And also, you could use a site like Quora to use what Shreya was just talking about by creating some cool videos on YouTube. You know, understand what your market wants, then create videos that speak to that. So there's some, you know, ways that you can get traffic, because in Quora, you can also have your own profile page, which has a backlink to your website, your business website. And a lot of times those profile pages like the ones on Reddit, on Quora, on Twitter, you know, link back to your main website, link back to your foundation page or your core business page, you know, and funnel people to your site constantly because you never know where your traffic's going to come from. And, you know, I guess the final, go ahead, Trif.
That's a great point. And I used to do this when I first released my my first online course. I used to use Quora quite a bit because I used to do blogs. And when you're doing blogs and writing blog articles, you're like, well, what in the world do I write about today? I don't know. So I used to go on Quora, just like you said, and looked up what questions are being asked. So then I would just answer the question, and then that would end up being my blog post. And then I used to get a backlink that way too. So that's a great way of generating content too. And no matter what niche you are in, go see what people are asking and then answer that question. Then that becomes your script for your YouTube video and your Facebook Live. Like,
it repurposes that content, right?
Exactly.
It's a great way to go. And you hit it on the head. And I love that. We're all about making, you know, traffic make sense and kind of tying it together. And, you know, we love to repurpose. And so you could, you know, the way Shreya just laid it out, you take the content, you find an article that we were just talking about, you give an answer, becomes your Facebook Live. That Facebook Live can be downloaded, right? Uploaded to YouTube. And then you can use that source we've talked about before called TEMI.com. That's a cool little side tip not a lot of people know about. TEMI.com. You can use that site and it will transcribe your video. So you might expand on what you already wrote on Quora. And then that becomes your blog post, right? Like that's a whole nother way to get traffic. And all of a sudden we've just repurposed one piece of content into four or five different channels. Then you can send a tweet out about it. You can post about that article or that video on your Facebook page. You can post about it on your LinkedIn profile, and bada boom, all of a sudden you've got all these different traffic sources.
I know. And you're going to feel like you're cheating.
It's
weird. You're going to be like, well, this is just one thing that I'm just saying over and over. Am I cheating? No, you're not. Different people hang out in different spots. Mm-hmm. You know, you're reaching out to different audiences. Some people are visual learners. Some people are audio learners. Some people love to read.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's why they create books, and then they make audiobooks, and then they make movies of that book.
Yep. Right? Exactly. That's a good point.
That
is a killer point. It is. And this was, this is killer. I mean, traffic comes down to consistency. And, you know, that's kind of the last thing we'll leave you with. Our number one traffic tip is that consistency counts. Yes, we threw it in there. Consistency counts. Wouldn't you say, Shreya?
Definitely.
Yeah, it is by far. That means whatever you're doing, you could take what we just talked about, but whatever you're doing, be consistent. If you're going to be a YouTube and create videos, consistently create videos. If you're going to do a lot on Facebook, consistently post there. If you're going to write really good content for your website, consistently do that. Or do a combination of those things. But every single day or every couple days, whatever it is, have a schedule for your content creation and your traffic generation, because you need those in place. And otherwise, you're just going to fail, you know. So if you're consistently doing something, you're going to make it. And you never know what piece of content might end up getting you a bunch of traffic. So that's something else to keep in mind,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. And in one of the future episodes, I do want to talk about automation, even though last week I said automation is like squirrel.
Yeah.
But you have to learn things the hard way. Like, if you guys remember watching Karate Kid,
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Oh, yeah.
You earn the black belt. This is just exactly like that. You're in Karate Kid, where you have to learn how it's done. Like Paul said, go create a schedule, go create your content every day. Once you know what you're doing, then when it comes to automation, you're like, oh, I got this. I can automate it, get it done for the entire month or 2 months and not have to worry about it. But if you automate it before you know what you're doing, then if something messes up, you don't know how to fix it.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. And so, yeah, you need to make sure that you're able to, you know what you're doing first. And I love that. We'll definitely talk automation. We've got so much material. You know, we're going to dive into each of these traffic methods. There's several more we didn't even get a chance to talk about today. And our next episode, Trey, is going to be all about engagement, right? I'm excited for the engagement phase, because that's about how do you engage with your audience and it's a key piece that most businesses fail on, right?
Mm-hmm. I know they do. And they might have one or two pieces figured out, but most of them struggle with engagement.
They do. They absolutely do. So, well, that kind of wraps up today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Anytime, you guys can go out to marketingcounts.com to get all the latest insights and information. And Shreya, before we, our listeners, sign off here, you had a gift you wanted to give them, right? Something that you wrote out that I think is brilliant. And it kind of helps tie together these three pillars really well. So do you want to talk about that briefly? Then I'll give them the link.
Yeah, sure. So it is just those three pillars that we talked about last week. And what I did was, there are different things that go under each of the pillars, right? And it's not just, because when I talk about foundation, I usually talk about content and lead gen pages and lead generation and all that. But there's a bunch of other stuff that goes down there, like a domain name, hosting, websites, target audience, your funnel, customer experience, all that stuff. So I had written those down, divided it up, like everything that falls under foundation, everything that falls under traffic, and everything that falls under engagement. And whenever you're looking at your business and you're evaluating it, go through this and say, okay, do I have this? Check. Do I have this? Check. And whatever you're missing, those are your areas of improvement, right? So whatever, if you're missing a website, well, then there's your area of improvement. You need a website. Most people already have all of that. If you don't, well, then you start with your domain name. If you're missing that, if you're missing your hosting, start with that. And if you've got everything in your foundation set up, are your conversions good? I don't know. You could always make your conversions better, right? So you have whatever your short changes are, and you see what falls into each of the pillars. It's a great way to keep auditing your business. If you do that every 6 months or so, it'll just help you. It'll just help you to say, okay, this is my goal for the next 6 months. This is where I'm lacking, and this is how I'm going to improve it. You're pretty much doing goal setting for your business for 6 months at a time. And then at 6 months, again, reevaluate. Use the same checklist, reevaluate. Where am I? Did I do everything I wanted to? And what am I lacking in now? And what are my goals for the next 6 months? But everything falls under that. If it's not in there, then it's probably a squirrel.
Yeah, I love the keep harping on those squirrels, because those things will distract you. You know, not only are they annoying when they're getting in your shrubberies and stuff and messing things up, but they will mess up your business. They'll mess up your focus and where you're going. And you need to be focused on the plan, not the pan. Wow. And the three pillar and three pillars. So Shreya, that link, thank you for offering that. That link is marketingcounts.com/3pillars. That's marketingcounts.com/3pillars. You guys can go to that page and you guys can get access to this PDF at marketingcounts.com/3pillars. And we'll be excited to send that over to you guys via email. So, this was a good episode. Yeah, we killed it. So, all right, we will be back for episode number 3, which is going to be all about the engagement phase. This is something that you guys are not going to want to miss, and it's going to be critical to your long-term success. This is why we have a combined 30-plus years of experience. You can have a foundation, you can have the traffic, but if you miss out on the engagement, your business is going to have a very short lifespan. So we're going to make sure your business online has a long lifespan, which is what we all want. So, all right, guys, remember, marketing counts. Shreya, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, guys.
You are listening to the Marketing Counts Podcast, where we help you leverage the internet for more traffic, leads, and sales. We bring you the cutting edge insights on digital marketing, social media marketing, e-commerce, email marketing, and more. Just remember that marketing counts. Marketing counts.